A reading from Luke 2, beginning at 22. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed. And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own town of Nazareth, and the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. In the name of Jesus, amen. I got in my car this morning and I had my regular radio station on that was playing all kinds of different Christmas songs, but today it wasn't playing any more Christmas songs. And in a panic, only on the second day of the 12 days of Christmas, I went to some of my other preset stations, and wow, I found one that was playing Christmas music. I mean, how quickly the world can move on from the birthday party. And in truth, it can happen to us as well. But today, let's stop. Stop and let's hold the baby. And our gospel reading does a great job of helping us do just that. Our gospel reading. We see how different the baby can be handled. And it is important for us to understand the differences. Mary and Joseph handled Jesus according to the law. They are righteous in this way that they seek to follow God's will and ways, what God commands. And so they want to take Jesus to the temple and do what is required to fulfill what God expects. And so they take Jesus to the temple to ensure that the law is followed. And that's great news. Jesus would fulfill all the law, all that was commanded. And so we see that happening even as a tiny infant. But then Simeon comes along, grabs a baby. I mean, what young parents would appreciate that? Here's this stranger, grabs the baby and celebrates Jesus. Simeon is handling Jesus a little differently. He's actually celebrating the good news of the arrival of the Messiah. We don't know how old Simeon was, only that Simeon knew that he would see the consolation of Israel before he died. And so he grabs baby Jesus and celebrates the gospel. So Mary and Joseph serve the law. Simeon celebrates the gospel. And then Anna handles Jesus differently. She goes around the temple saying, "This is the one, this is the one." And yet now, it's not about them. It's our turn to stop and hold the baby. So, let's pass the baby around, shall we? Let's look into his eyes. Let's consider his mission, and let's take it to heart this Christmas, day two of the 12 days of Christmas. It's our turn. And I know with us pandemic and all the social distancing, you know, maybe we hold the baby out. No, you pull him close. Pull Jesus close to you and understand and look at him. He came to fulfill what God expected you to do fully and completely, perfectly. How have you fared in being righteous according to the law of God? And our answer is not so good. Thank you, baby Jesus, for coming to be my Savior. And so with Simeon, we celebrate and hold Jesus high. But we also have to understand the nature of Jesus, and not everyone is going to appreciate him as the one who comes to save. And Simeon makes that point. He explains, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." To some, Jesus isn't worth holding. He's not worth passing around. He's not worth sharing. They don't like him at all. They want to excuse their sin. They want to justify their words and thoughts. They're going to do their best to save themselves. So they have no time to stop and hold the baby. And that reveals something about them, doesn't it? But for others, we embrace. I hope you never get too old to want to hold on to baby Jesus, because that's why he came. He is born to you. To us a child is born. To us a son is given. The first child in your life and my life is this baby Jesus. And today we need to stop and hold the baby. Even as the world gets busy with other things, we need to stop and take to heart what this child has done. So look into his eyes. Consider what he came to do for you. And then with Simeon, celebrate the consolation of Israel, the redemption of your life in what he did and could only do for you. And then, like Anna, share the news. Will everyone want to hear it? No. Tell them anyway. Share the news. There may come a time when you need to stop with some. But notice what Anna did. I mean, before Christmas, did you get something you were really hopeful someone else would really like and you couldn't wait for them to open the present? Or you got something and you just couldn't help but share what you got? Well, may Jesus be the top of the list for you to share. Because it's all about passing the baby, sharing him with others because of what he alone could do and did do for you and for me. He is our Savior. And of course, he's all grown up now and risen and reigning. We live in the light of the empty cross and empty grave of Jesus, and yet he has promised to be with us. You know, there's another version to the footprints in the sand, if you're familiar with it, the man looking at his life, seeing two sets of footprints, Jesus always walking with him. And then those challenging places in his life where he sees only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. Oh, wow. But then there's this other part of the version where the man is looking at the footprints and he sees Jesus' footprints plainly, but then he sees these weird marks around Jesus, next to the side, in front, and then behind. And he says, so what was going on in my journey with you then? And Jesus says, in those times, you were dancing and jumping and singing and filled with joy because of my life with you. That's what Christmas is about. That's what today is about. It's Simeon, it's Anna, it's Mary and Joseph understanding what was necessary. But aren't you glad to have the baby today on this, the second day after Christmas? Stop and hold the baby. He has come to care for you in your life, to help you with all the challenges of your sinful nature, to help you with this unbelieving world that wants you to do something else than believe and trust and follow God, and also the devil, who wants us to be as miserable as he is. No, we're not going to go there. We're going to hold the baby. We're going to look into his eyes. We're going to stop and celebrate this child born to us, who gives us hope and peace and joy and love. Merry Christmas. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, the peace that goes beyond all that we understand, may that peace from God guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.